Beginning of Maseches Gittin, the very first Tosfos, he comments as to why a get needs to be 12 lines long. So first he suggests that the gematria of get, gimel, and a test is 12, and in light of that, each get is supposed to be 12 lines long. But then Tosfos suggests that there's another reason why a get is supposed to be 12 lines long. So in between each of the five Svarim of the Chumash, that's between Bereishis and Shemos, you look inside after Parsha Vayechi, there's going to be four empty lines before we begin Sefer Shemos. Then after Sefer Shemos, there's another four empty lines until we begin Sefer Vayikra. Then after Sefer Vayikra, there's another four lines until we start Bamidbar. And that totals 12 empty lines. Those four lines in between Bereishis, Shemos, Shemos, Vayikra, Vayikra, Bamidbar is a total of 12 lines. So corresponding to those 12 lines, the get is supposed to be 12 lines long as well. And with regard to the spaces between Bamidbar, Dvarim, that is not taken into account, says Tosfos, because Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is simply a Mishnah Torah. It's a chazara, it's a review of the previous Svarim. This is the Chiddush of Tosfos. Of course, it begs the question, what in the world is the connection between the spaces between the Sifrei Svarim of Chumash, the five Chamushei Chumash, and the 12 lines of a get? The story of the Chavetz Chaim, once Mashkiach of Yeshivas Chevron, Reb Leib Chasman was visiting the Chavetz Chaim on Shabbos. It was a Friday night. And he was so bothered and wondered why, when he got to the house of the Chavetz Chaim after davening that evening, the Chavetz Chaim didn't say Shalom Aleichem. He immediately said Kiddush. They washed, said Amotzi, had some fish, and then only after serving the fish, the Chavetz Chaim began singing Shalom Aleichem. And Rabbi Eli B'chasman, who was a Chemunit, had tremendous Emunus Chachamim, understood well, he knew the Chavetz Chaim was, and wanted to understand the minog of the Chavetz Chaim and to go against the rest of Klal Yisrael, and to say Shalom Aleichem only during the Suda, only after fish. So he asked the Chavetz Chaim what his reasoning was, and the Chavetz Chaim smiled at him and said, "My dear friend, I know how hungry you are. You must be starving, you're visiting, you're traveling. I wanted to feed you immediately. But as to the Malachim aren't hungry. They could wait." And this, we see the tremendous sensitivity of the Chavetz Chaim that we know they had for every single person. And he understood that people have a hard time waiting sometimes, especially when it comes to Jews and food. But the lesson we have to learn is we're supposed to learn to be patient. We're supposed to have the ability to be patient and to wait. And these spaces in between the different Chamishei Chumshei Torah, between Bereishis and Shemos and Vayikra Bamidbar, are meant to teach us a lesson that you're supposed to wait, to be silent, and to process things. Chazal tell us the spaces in between the Torah were there for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand and to comprehend the Dvar Hashem. To about having Mesudin Badin, being patient. Sometimes taking a step back and not saying anything, just being silent. They're the unspoken words. Some things are better left unsaid. I'm sure each one of us have had times in the life where we wrote an email, wrote a text message, and then pressed send. And then we regretted pressing send. Because we didn't take time to think. We may have been angry about a certain incident, about a certain thing we bought, or at a principal, or at a friend, or someone in business, and we just, out of kas, we quickly wrote up an email, sent a text, and sent it off, and then, boy, did we regret that. Before email and text, it was much easier. You had to take out a piece of paper, you had to take out a pen, you had to write slowly, you had to fold it up, place it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, place it in the mailbox. And over that time, a person had the chance to have charata, and maybe he shouldn't send it out. Nowadays, we don't have a chance to think. We're running, rushing, and send. The spaces in between the Torah, in between the different chumashim, are meant to be a lesson of we're supposed to be silent sometimes. And comprehend the situation, comprehend our circumstances, to listen to someone else and be silent in a relationship, in a friendship, in a business meeting, not to cut each other off, let someone finish what they're saying, what they're asking. To take a step back in life and ask, what are we doing in this world? What's our tafkid in this world? How are we spending our free time? Are we spending that free time being silent, spending with Hashem, thinking what we're accomplishing here? Are we spending our free time learning, catching a free moment here, a free moment there? In the summer call that we're having, we have some, I've invited some Baal Batim who've learned the ability to balance learning and working. I don't want to embarrass any of them, but one person told me, and it's not a chiddush, but it requires chizik, that he used to walk around, he does walk around with a small mishnayos or a small chumash or a small gemara. And whenever he has a free moment, he's waiting for the business meeting to start, or he's waiting a line for something, or he's on the train, he takes out and learns. And Baruch Hashem, many people do this, but many of us don't do this. We need to take a step back and think quietly, ponder, and process. What are we doing in this world? We need to be silent and listen to other people. We need to respect other people. These are the unspoken words that are represented by the spaces in between Bereishis and Shemos, Vayikra and Bamidbar. And when you say things that you shouldn't be saying to a spouse and to a friend and to a parent or to a child, you say damaging things. Some things are supposed to be left unsaid. And you say things that are insulting to your child and to your wife or husband and to your parents and friends. We begin to fill those spaces up. You begin to fill in those empty lines between the chumashim. Those 12 lines that are supposed to stay empty in a relationship with us and Hashem, with us and our spouse. You begin to fill those 12 lines up, and that becomes a get. Because you've said things that shouldn't be said. A get is when you fill in those 12 lines. There's no spaces. There's no respecting each other. There's no silence. And it becomes like Parshas Balak. Chavetz Chaim says that there are no spaces in Parshas Balak. It's straight reading the whole time. There are no psuchos or stumos. And the Chavetz Chaim says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give Balak, or rather Bilam, a moment to think what he was doing and take a step back and maybe he shouldn't move forward. He didn't want to give Bilam that chance to think and just to act based on his kas. When you act without thinking, when you act without taking a step back, a moment to ponder, it becomes like Parshas Balak, like Bilam. The Mishnah in Avos says, Siag l'chachma, shtika. The way to preserve chachma is with silence, those spaces. The spaces help a person digest what he's learned. Helps a person digest what he's heard. Helps a person digest and figure out what he's doing in this world. How is he spending his free time? What are you doing early in the morning? Are you getting up to check the news? To check your emails? Are you getting up to learn? Learn before you get your day started. How are you spending your free time on the train, on the way home? Now these spaces, these 12 lines of the Sifrei Torah, the 12 lines, they're empty. Now each line, there's a certain amount of letters that should be on each line. The halacha is that every line in the Sefer Torah has to be at least 30 letters long, wide, and no wider than 60 letters. So every column is 30 to 60 letters. So you take the average. On average, it should be 45 letters, right in the middle. So each line has average 45 letters. So you take 45 letters times the 12 rows, you get 540. 540 letters to be unspoken. And the gematria mesunin without the vav, having mesunin badin, to be patient, the gematria mesunin is 540. The lesson of those letters, of those empty spaces, is to be patient when you speak, to be patient in life before you act, before you say something that you regret, before you send an email that you regret. Bein Amatzarim, the 3 weeks have 22 days from Shavas Aser Tammuz, including Tisha B'Av, there are 22 days. And then 24 hours in each day. So 22 days times 24 hours is exactly 528 hours. Plus the 12 hours until Chatzos of the 10th of Av, that equals 540 hours. 540 is the number of Mesunin. 540 letters. The spaces in between the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. These 3 weeks are a week of silence, of time of listening, type of comprehending, a time of understanding what we're doing in this world, what we're doing with our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are we doing with our relationship to our spouse and our children and our parents and our friends and business. It's a time of silence. The Imri Emes once came late to shul. And his grandfather, the Sfas Emes, gave him tremendous tochacha and rebuke for coming late to shul. And after listening to tochacha from his grandfather, the Sfas Emes, his friend says, "Why didn't you tell me you were in the back the whole time? You didn't come late. You were just standing in the back." And so the Imri Emes says, "And to miss out on an opportunity to listen to the rebuke from my grandfather, my Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, sometimes we need to listen to others. Many times we need to listen to others and see what we're being told and read the messages." And after the separation, after these 12 lines of separation, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, we're finally ready for Sefer Dvarim. Once you've processed and understand the situation with the Mesunin Badin, that number 540, we're now prepared to read Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim, about words, about saying things, we're prepared to talk. We're prepared to respond. To sit down and discuss with our spouse something that's been bothering us after only thinking and calming down. To sit down with Hashem and speak directly to Hashem in learning and davening. It's that silence that brings the tremendous Yeshua. The Sefer Dvarim. The story of the Chasam Sofer, of course, lived in Hungary. And it was a time of tremendous assimilation. They were making breaches in the walls and the protection of the strong Jewish communities. And he decided he needed to establish smaller communities throughout, away from the assimilation. But accomplishing this, it wasn't an easy task. He needed to get permission from the emperor. And so he created a chabura of tremendous gedolei tzaddikim. To be in this chabura, to visit the emperor, to request from the emperor permission to build these new communities. And among them was a well-known Rav Yehuda Asad, the author of the Yehuda Yale. And they got together to meet the emperor, Franz Joseph. And so they went on their way, and that morning they arrived at the palace. All the doors were open in front of them. They just passed through as if nothing was happening. The security didn't stop them. In that moment, as they got into the inner room of the palace, the inner area, they saw that the emperor was busy strolling in his garden. And he was wearing his, let's call them, street clothes. He wasn't adorned in his royal clothing. And when the emperor saw these five great men, he said, five angels. He saw Chamisha Malachim, there were five angels who came to greet him. And immediately the five tzaddikim removed their hats in respect to the emperor. And Rav Yehuda Asad went to meet the emperor and requested, do you mind if we place our hats back on? Because we'd like to say the bracha of Shechalak Mekvod L'Basadam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon mankind tremendous honor. And so the emperor ran back into his palace and said, give me a moment. He comes back out wearing his royal clothing and his crown and says, now. And Rav Yehuda Asad said the bracha of Shechalak Mekvod L'Basadam. And they answered, Amen. And after the bracha, the emperor said to the individuals, for what reason did they come to greet the emperor this early morning? And one of the Talmidim, the Chasam Sofer, who was appointed to be the spokesman for the group, very articulate, intelligent individual, suddenly became silent. He tried to speak, but nothing came out. He couldn't say a word. Silence. And so after a few moments of sweating and nerves and anxiety, the Chabur didn't know what to do. And the emperor understood the situation and said, I'll tell you what. I can understand the silence and the fear. Write down on a piece of paper your request. And they sat down and they wrote on a piece of paper what they were requesting, the establishment of these new kahilos. And they handed it to the king, to the emperor. The emperor took the piece of paper. He didn't look inside and just folded the paper. He handed it back to them. And those days when the emperor would have folded a piece of paper, it was a symbol of his acceptance and a fulfillment of the request. And it was this silence of that student of the Chasam Sofer that brought this tremendous Yeshua. We're in a period, the end of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, approaching Tisha B'Av. These are moments of Avelus, and Avelus is supposed to be dome and silent. We should be zocha that this silence remains silent. We don't say things we shouldn't be saying, like the Chayim Meraglim. We keep these spaces clean, as the unspoken words, like as between the Sifrei Torah, between the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Keep them silent, keep them plain. And with this patience, these 540 hours of Bein HaMetzarim, we should be zocha to a tremendous Yeshua. With the Gula Shem having meet us, Mehemi Rameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.